James 4:15-16. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and we shall do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. I recall my father speaking about a future endeavor and adding the words, Deo volente, that is, if the Lord wills. So der Herr will, an ha curias thelese. To say Deo volente is to trust in God. It is the opposite of boasting in your own prowess, your skill, or your power. And James reminds us that any project, any journey, any task, any future endeavor depends on God's will. He can bless or not bless. Let the matter up to God. Follow his lead. Trust him. To think that it depends on you is to boast. To boast is to push God aside as though he doesn't exist or have power. And that is folly. Let us contrast the way of trusting with the way of boasting. Abraham trusted God when he promised, I will make you a great nation, even when he had no son. Though he struggled, he trusted. And even when he took the son that was born to him and set him on an altar and was ready to slay him by the command of God, Abraham still trusted. Deo volente. His descendants became a great nation as God willed it. When Luther stood before the Holy Roman Emperor and refused to recant what he found in scriptures, he stood by God's word, Deo volente. And thus the gospel came down to us as God willed it. David used his own power as king to plot against Uriah the Hittite because he wanted his wife. He trusted in his own might. No Deo volente here. Instead, the child he had by this woman, Bathsheba, died. As the Lord had told David, the sword will never depart from your house. In 1521, after Luther had made that defense against the charge of heresy, and had said he would not recant, the emperor's edict of Worms put Luther under the ban of the empire, and his friends took Luther away and secreted him in Wartburg, and there he translated the New Testament into German. Deo volente was with Luther, not with the emperor. The emperor's power failed to achieve his goal, and Luther's translation of the Bible spread the word even more, as God willed it. So when we speak about the future, we trust God to guide and bless us. We say, Deo volente. Ours is not the way of arrogance and boasting, for that is evil. And should we find that in weakness we have boasted, we need to come back to God and admit our lack of trust. And before him, we should have this boast in the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. And trust in that. And through Christ, we have forgiveness. We have life eternal and the blessing of God. Those boasters and toasters of their own prowess and skill would manipulate and thwart God's plan. After all, what happened to those who built the Tower of Babel? What happened to Judas who betrayed Jesus? What happened to Peter and his friends who caught nothing until they followed Jesus' direction? Well, Peter realized his mistake. It was the Lord, and he recognized his doing, and he said, "My Lord, my God." Whatever it is that you do then, don't boast. Begin it with Deo volente, if the Lord wills. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.